Man, it is beautiful out today. I wish I was happy.
If a woman who looks like this, with boobs that big, is homeless with their offspring, it's because she's a huge F-up. I can't feel sorry for her. This woman could easily find some SIMP to take her and her offspring in. So I'm sure this is just some type of scam to get Cash App donations. Let me know what you guys think below. I'm not going for it. See, they only tell one half of the story. She probably did live with a guy. Probably was married and all that. And then he walked in on her with five black guys. And then she got kicked out. She ain't gonna tell you that side of the story. And then why are you even exposing this on the internet? And then showing your offspring as well on the internet. Talking about your, you know, homeless. This is terrible parenting. Terrible. I mean, I'm already seeing how horrible you are just from this TikTok. So yeah, women like this do end up in situations like this, but not because, oh, poor me. It's because you're a horrible person who make horrible decisions consistently. I feel sorry for your little one. God bless him. Watch over him, Lord. I'm gonna make sure I block his face out since his scumbag mom exposed him.
You need to get a handle on your motherfucking life and take some responsibility, bitch.
I appreciate everyone's feedback on why guys don't approach girls anymore. I have multiple points to bring up. So for the people who use the excuse of, like, guys won't go up to girls anymore because they're afraid of coming off as, like, weird, like, it's not a thing. If you're not rapey and you're not weird and you go up to a girl, like, it's just not a thing.
You ain't got to lie.
Man, sit your dumb ass down and shut up.
It most definitely is a thing. And here's the thing about that being a thing. Most women find most men unattractive. So most men will be deemed creepy when they go up and try to approach a woman. Most women are only gonna perk up for a guy that look like he belong in a movie or a TV show. Even if you're a kinda attractive guy, you can still be deemed creepy. Everything gotta be done just right for you to be considered a human. So yeah, this isn't a fluke. And honestly, she only making this TikTok to encourage the model looking dudes to shoot their shot. She's going to keep, you know, turning down the other 85-90% of guys. She's going to keep laughing at them and, you know, making them feel like weirdos for coming up to her. You think she's going to take time out of her day to make a video about sevens not approaching?
I understand where you guys are coming from other girls saying that they don't feel comfortable when guys do that. But I think that girls are just saying that when a guy genuinely is creepy. And I hope all of you guys are not generally creepy.
Can you define creepy? Like I said before, women love to exist in this middle zone where nothing is really locked down far as definition, because then they can always just flip it at a moment's notice. What is creepy? But I can almost guarantee, I haven't watched this video before, I can almost guarantee she won't define creepy in this video.
There are some creepy people out there. Whatever. Also, some people are like, well, I'm not gonna, like, find my wife, like, at a bar or whatever. But then, like, what does that say about, like, you? Like, you know, if you're the type of person who would be at a bar, then why would another type of person who would be at a bar not be, you know?
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
The type of women who frequent bars late 20s, early 30s, 40s, they aren't wife material. So yeah, you can go hang out at the bar with your boys, and it's not the same as a woman being single hanging out at a bar with a bunch of men around, slamming back beers. It's not the same. Men and women are different. So yes, I totally get why a guy would say, no, yeah, I'm at a bar, but I don't want to meet my wife at a bar. And you keep saying creepy. Have you ever considered the fact that you're creepy, being on the internet making weird head motions, talking about, you know, why guys aren't approaching you? You ever think that's creepy? Nah, can't be.
Possible love interest. Okay. Anyways, after gathering all of my data, here is what I've come to. Unfortunately, we are all dying alone. I'm sorry, and I don't make the rules. But both genders don't want to talk to each other. We don't want to use dating apps anymore. We all want to stay in our comfort zone with the people that we know when we're out. We don't really feel like making an effort to meet new people. And then for the people who say, well, the right person is just gonna come at the right time, blah, 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 that is dead. That was a thing our parents, our grandparents, yes, that was a real thing. But now in the world of dating apps, texting, technology, and apparently people who don't like talking to one another, The chances of that happening, unfortunately, are slim to none.
Thank you, hashtag me boo hoo. Women ruin everything for themselves. Female empowerment didn't work out. And before you call me a exes, look, just do your research. The evidence is there. Female empowerment leads to destruction every time.
Ever cheated?
Yes.
Why? What happened?
Cause nothing happened. I just got bored.
Okay. How about you?
Yes.
What happened?
I lose interest too quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I visited University of Florida while I was dating someone at home, and I cheated on my boyfriend.
See what happened to women when they don't have men to guide them?
Yeah, if your girl going off to college away from you, yeah, she getting done dirty in them dorms. Dirty in them dorms. Just end it. You might as well just end it before she even leave. She'd be like, God bless you. You know, have fun.
They make money. They car. They house.
Their energy.
Yeah.
Their motivation.
Waste their time.
Their face.
Waste their time.
By the time we're done, they want to kill themselves.
Have you ever cheated?
For sure. I have. Yes.
When women are young and cute, they don't care if you jump off of you know what. They get a kick out of it. They'll probably brag and laugh about it to their friends.
Five things that all women say about their ex, the last man that they dealt with, or when they speaking about men in general. I'ma translate what each one of them means. Number one, he was a narcissist or narcissistic. Translation, he was a man that was confident. He was a man that believed in himself, and he was a man that put himself first. He didn't put me on a pedestal. He didn't treat me like a queen, and he didn't worship the ground that I walked on. So I'm going to downplay his confidence and his accomplishments by saying he's a narcissist or narcissistic.
Bet.
Number two, he was insecure. Translation.
Let me translate that one. He didn't let me go out dressed like a slur. He didn't let me have male friends. He didn't let me go on Miami trips with my girls. He didn't let me stay out till 3 a.m. at the club. So insecure.
I wanted to do as much whole activity as possible and still be in a relationship. I wanted to have a lot of male friends. I wanted to show my ass on IG. I wanted to be in the club twerking. I wanted to take as many girls trips as possible. I want to still be in communication with my ex. I want to still flirt with men on IG. But because you won't allow me to do that, you're insecure and thanks, you're not a real man. Number three, he was controlling, AKA or translation. I wanted to go to the club. He wouldn't allow me. I wanted to have male best friends. He didn't allow me. I wanted to have conversations with my ex. He didn't allow me. I wanted to be twerking in a club. He didn't allow me. I wanted to smoke weed. He didn't allow me. I want to blow through money. He didn't allow me. That's what she means when she say her last man was controlling. Number four, he was a manipulator. Translation, he wanted to do everything in his power to make sure we had a long-term successful relationship. He told me to get in the gym. He told me to stop spending money stupidly. He told me to get my car fixed. He told me to start reading books. He told me to stay out the clubs. He told me to stay off of IG. He told me to stay off TikTok. But because I'm not looking for growth, development, and becoming a better woman and trying to change my situation as a woman, he was a manipulator because he's trying to make me a better woman. Number five, the most common one that we hear every fucking day. He was toxic. Translation, I did everything in my power to be annoying. I was being petty 24/7. I started arguments 24/7. I was poking the bear 24/7. And the moment he responded to my toxicity as a woman, he was toxic.
And stop. There's just no need.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in the park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000.
At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Son of figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Comfortably under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.